uplift each other again. As we get to the point of the lesson, I hope that everybody's already being uplifted, everybody's encouraged as we go throughout the hymns and singing to teach and admonish one another, as we have already went through prayer and praying for each other and encouraging each other to continue to do what is necessary as we live our lives faithfully to our Lord. Talk about this evening is asking the question of what scriptures are important. Just out of curiosity on that point of what scriptures do we focus on? I believe we have a lot of, we each individually may have favorite passages, favorite verses, favorite stories in the Bible. And you may, you know, enjoy studying the days of creation. You may enjoy and like the story of David and Goliath. You might like the story of Ruth, or maybe you enjoy the friendship of David and Saul's son,
Jonathan.
Yes. And so there's so many different things as we go through there that we get focused on. And then there's those, I believe I might call them common verses, verses that we often throw out and hear more often than others. You hear John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, and whoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. I don't think I use it as much, but I remember throwing out Philippians 4:13 out a lot. It was probably one of my favorite verses as I grew up, that I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. We enjoy Revelation 2:10, where we talk about be faithful unto death and you shall receive the crown of life. Joshua 24, verse 15, whereas me and my house, we will serve the Lord. We have those common verses we often use, and time and time again. But in asking the question of what scriptures are important, what scriptures do we need to focus upon? And what scriptures should we know? And are there any scriptures more important than others? Now, I think we can get in trouble if we start saying that some are more important than others. And I know certainly, you know, as I was putting the lesson together and going over it, my mind kind of went back, and I don't know that I've heard it in a long time. I remember hearing it, once again, when I was younger, and to the point of, you know, people focusing on the scriptures that are written and read. You know, the words of Jesus. Those are the important scriptures. Those are the only scriptures that we need to focus on, is the scriptures Jesus spoke. And, again, not that I've heard that, as I was thinking about it, I haven't heard it in quite a while, but I can recall that being a point that was made. And we need to understand that all scriptures are important. So if you will open your Bibles as we turn through it, you know, we can get caught up in seeing others focusing all on scriptures that they do. They want to focus on a scripture. They want to focus on a scripture that will teach whatever they want to be taught. That, as we can start and point out in 2 Timothy, if you will, turn along with me there. In 2 Timothy, in chapter 4, 2 Timothy chapter 4, as Paul is warning Timothy here, in verse 3, says, "For there is a time coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own passions, and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander off into myths. As for you, always be sober-minded, endure suffering, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry." And so here as Paul is warning Timothy, telling him that there's going to be a time that people are going to look for other teachers. They're going to be looking for the false prophets. And we're time again warned about false teachers, false prophets, those who are teaching error. And we know from the example of temptation of our Lord and Savior that Satan himself would use scriptures to tempt Jesus. And he would go for, "Is it not written that you are going to do this? Is it not written?" And so Satan knew the scripture. He tried to use it to go against what God actually wanted it to be for. And even going back to the temptation of Eve, the beginning of the time, he used God's own words. Did he really say you're going to die? You know, he uses the words that God has given us, and they try to use it for their own desires. And so many can get caught up in focusing on scriptures and using them incorrectly, but if they just focus on one scripture, they can teach error. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, it says, "And without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For whoever would draw near to God must believe that He exists and that He rewards those who seek Him." And so here it brings out, well, it's just talking about faith, and we can turn to other passages throughout the Word of God that focuses on faith. John 3:16 would be one. They might try to use Mark 16:16, even as it says baptism in it, but they focus on the last part of the verse, the part that says, "He that believeth not shall be condemned." See, there it says that we're condemned if we don't believe. And so they'll use a verse like this, and they'll take it and focus on it and believe it's an important verse because it teaches that with faith one is saved, and faith is what we're saved by. And if you don't focus on the rest of the scriptures, you're not willing to open up your Bible and search scriptures and put it into context and look to see if there's any other verses that talk about salvation that point to other things that we are saved by, then they're going to teach error about how we are saved by faith. Or maybe they'll teach that we're saved by grace and by grace alone. Ephesians chapter 2 and in verse 8. Ephesians chapter 2 and in verse 8. Ephesians 2 and verse 8, as it reads here, it says, "For by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not your own doing, it is the gift of God." And again, faith and grace. So we'll use another verse and focus and say this is an important verse. This is a verse that proves and shows that we are saved by the grace of God, not by our own doing. Again, we couldn't fight that point. But to get caught up and say that we're saved by grace alone, and that is alone by itself, then we could argue that. And again, we talked about it this morning, how we do have to be ready to fight the good fight. We have to put on the armor of God. We have to be able to answer for our faith, defend what we believe. And so therefore, we'd have to be able to go to the other passages and show that we do have to be saved by our works, that it is God who saves us. It is God who washes away our sins. It is God who lets us into His kingdom. It is God who we're going to have to face on the day of judgment. But He expects us to keep His commandments. Not that our work gives us, you know, I put so many hours in, that means I get this much. It's not the way to it. But there is work to be done. We desire to keep that home in heaven. In 1 Peter 3 and verse 18. 1 Peter 3 and in verse 18. Turn along with me there. 1 Peter 3 and verse 18. As it reads here, it says, "For Christ also suffered once for sins, the righteous for the unrighteous, that He might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but made alive in the Spirit." So here they pointing out the point. Christ suffered once for sins. The righteous for unrighteousness. Christ died. He died. He put away sin. He killed. You know, that's a sacrifice. Therefore, again, going back to grace, there's nothing that we need to do. God's already done it all. There's so many verses that we can go through the Word of God and we can take out of context. And that we can use it to the advantage of teaching what you want to teach. As those who have itching ears, those who have desires, those who want to hear that they don't have to come to worship, those who want to hear that sin is okay, those who want to hear that they don't have to do any work, can find those who are willing to teach such things. Because they're able to just focus on certain scriptures. And of course, as we go and try to study with them, maybe try to point out that they're not putting it in the right context and show them other scriptures that show that there's other things that need to be done and that they cannot continue in a life of sin, well, then they'd like to turn to Matthew chapter 7 and verse 1 and tell us, "Judge not that you be not judged. Judge not lest you be judged." And they'll try to tell us that we can't judge one another. God's the only judge, and we don't have a right to judge. Of course, we're told that we need to be judging a righteous judgment, which would be judging God's righteous judgment. we would be using scriptures to point out and showing what the Word of God has to say. Because so many times you get caught up and you study with somebody and you try to show them what the Word of God has to say. It'll be, so you're saying, no, you're reading yourself out of your own Bible that God gave you. You know, you're reading the scriptures, you're reading the Word of God. We see that if we focus just on certain things, and we can do it ourselves sometimes when we get caught up and focused on certain scriptures, and it can cause us to ignore other scriptures. And when we start ignoring other scriptures that might contradict of what we want, where our desires are at the time and moment, it can easily get us caught up in going down the wrong path. So we have to remember that all scriptures are important. That we have to be willing to search the scriptures, not just search. You know, we can get on Google. If you have a phrase, you're like, I know it's in the Bible and I know it's over here, but I just can't seem to figure it out. So you type in that phrase, you type in that wordy name, and you can find that verse. We don't study the whole topic. We don't study the whole thing to make sure that we got it all put together. Because again, you know, just during all this pandemic, the choices of being in service and out of service, the listening to government, how far government can go, till we say that they're trying to stop us from worshiping God and doing our part as Christians. We can look at verses that tell us to obey, but we can also find verses that tell us that we cannot put man above God. And we have to make sure we're drawing the right line. We have to understand, we have to look at the entire picture, not just one spot. Remember that all scriptures are important. Romans 15 and verse 4, as we are studying in the adult class, we're studying the Old Testament, which is important to do. It's important to do. Sometimes we get caught up in pushing off the Old Testament, pushing off certain things because we don't want to study it, don't see the importance of it. But we have to remember that it is given to us for a reason. Romans 15 and in verse 4 says, for whatever was written in former days was written for our instruction, that through endurance and through the encouragement of scriptures, so we might have hope. It says that it was given to us for our learning, so that we can have hope. Well, already, as we study through the book of Judges, you know, had brethren to suggest, you know, again, how similar times are to what we read about there, and say, maybe this is God preparing us. And if we take that approach, we take that mindset, well, then we need to study the scriptures and truly see how we should be acting. Looking to see what we should be doing. Seeing if we go this route, is it going to be okay for us? We need to know that all scriptures are there for us. In Deuteronomy 29:29 says, the secret things belong to the Lord our God, but the things that are revealed belong to us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law. The things which are given to us are there because God wants you to know. Sometimes we can read Genesis and we can read Exodus and then we can skip the law and we come over to getting into the battles and we want to go to Joshua and then Judges and then we, you know. If you're following along with the reading schedule that I put out at the beginning of the year, tomorrow we start into Revelation. Easy to say, I'm going to skip that. Been trying to follow along the schedule myself and pick out a passage or two out of each chapter that we read each day and talk about it in the mornings as I get up on my Facebook page. It'd be easy for me to say, nah, if I can get through the first few chapters. Maybe. I'd rather not. Some things are harder to understand. Some things are harder to put together. But God has given it to us for a reason. God has given it to us. And again, that point that we made this morning on that as a student of the Bible, as a Christian, there's always more to learn. There's always more that we can push and strive for, more that we can be doing for one another. It's all there for us. It's all given by God. As we pointed out this morning at 2 Timothy 3, verse 16 and 17, that all Scripture is given by the inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, fully equipped for every good work. It has everything we need in it. God has given it to you so that you can teach, that you can rebuke, that you can instruct. It has everything we need in it. So that all the work that we need to be doing may be complete. We don't have to sit here and say, I have to figure out what we're supposed to do. And we're told what we're supposed to do. We have it instructed to us. We are commanded certain things to be a light to this world. We're commanded to be hospitable. We're commanded to love and be merciful, forgiving. We're commanded to come together. We're commanded to take the Lord's Supper, to sing and teach and admonish one another. We can find those things in the Scriptures. Those are commands, and they're there for us. Sometimes we have to figure out how to accomplish these things. But it's everything we need in order to be a faithful follower of our Lord and Savior, in order to follow in the footsteps of Christ. All these Scriptures are important. And it's all complete. If we turn to James chapter 1, verse 25. James chapter 1, and in verse 25. As it says, but the one who looks into the perfect law, the law of liberty, and preservers, being no hearer who forgets, but a doer who acts, he will be blessed in his doing. One who looks into the perfect law of liberty is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the word. One who takes what God has blessed us with, that is complete, that is perfect, that does not ever need to be changed. It's not like the Old Testament where time and again you can find prophecies and prophets telling us that there would be a new law coming. Because it was incomplete, that it was not perfect. But what God has blessed us with, as we study the New Testament, as we study the law that we now have, it is complete. It is perfect. It has everything we need in it for salvation. To figure out how we're supposed to treat neighbors, strangers, enemies, brethren, sisters. It has everything we need in it. It is perfect. And therefore, we have to be willing to study it all. We have to be willing to continuously search the Scriptures. All Scriptures are important. We can't think beyond them. 1 Corinthians chapter 4 and in verse 6. 1 Corinthians chapter 4 and in verse 6. It says, I have applied all things to myself and Apollos for your benefit, brothers, that you may learn by us not to go beyond what is written, that none of you may be puffed up and favored one against another. Again, not to think beyond, not to go beyond what is written. Not to add to the Scriptures. We go to Revelation 22, 18 and 19. I know I've used that Scripture in the past. Had someone ask me, you know, does this apply to what is written here in Revelation? Or does this apply to the rest of the Bible? Do you believe? Either way you look at it, even if it went just to Revelation there, we can study through the Word of God. We use 1 Corinthians 4 here. And see that we're not supposed to think beyond it. We go to Deuteronomy chapter 4 and see that they weren't supposed to add to the law then. God has never allowed us to add to His commands. Never allowed us to just take away whatever. I don't want to do that one. I don't want to hear that. I don't want to listen to this. We find time and again through the Old Testament that God punishes those who do not keep His commands. Those who add to, those who take away. And we see it throughout the New Testament. We cannot add to the Scriptures. We can't go adding to it. We can't take away from it. I thought I had one more Scripture up there. trying to think which one it was. But I hope that as we have went through the lesson this evening, we consider and we ask that question every day because we should be studying every day. As I start off and could just, you know, find one verse in a chapter and read about it and then choose not to read the rest of the chapter. You know, I can teach something, and I can teach the truth. But we can also lose out of knowledge that we can gain, more spiritual building up that we should find as we read the rest of the scriptures, as we continue to study more. As we prepare for Bible class, it's easy to get caught up in just focusing on, I think I might get this question. And so we focus on one question. Or, you know, they won't start with me, so I don't have to do these first ones, and I can just start here in the middle. All the scriptures are important. They're there for a reason. It's our job to search them and find the truth. And let that truth guide us in the right direction so that we can have that home in heaven. So if you're here and you've searched the scriptures, you know the truth, you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, then we want to encourage you to do what is right. What you know that needs to be done. You know in your heart, you've heard it extended time again. You know the scriptures that are there that tell you that you have to be willing to stand and confess your faith, to repent of your sins, to be baptized, and that you have to remain a faithful servant of God the rest of your life. So if you're here and you need the Christian congregation, if you're here and you need to be baptized, we extend the invitation. We want to help you.